This morning, staff members of the Penn Museum of Archaeology are driving down to Washington, D.C. to deliver three boxes full of ancient artifacts to Iraq's embassy. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports they are sending hundreds of tiny clay tablets back to their home country.
In the 1920s, archaeologists with the Penn Museum were excavating in Iraq and unearthed thousands of tiny clay fragments with ancient writing on them. They brought them back to Philadelphia to be studied with the understanding that someday they would go back. More than 80 years later, today is the day.
So the way that we packed each piece...
Katie Blanchard is the keeper of the Near East collections at the Penn Museum.
A small piece of tissue paper wrapped up. Since it's Christmas time, I'm going to say like a Christmas present, but if it was a different time of year, I'd say a birthday present.
Blanchard is individually wrapping 387 clay fragments in tissue and then sliding each one into its own little bubble wrap pocket and stacking them inside a shipping box. These are receipts for a variety of transactions that took place 4,000 years ago in the Kingdom of Ur. Research associate Brad Hafford says giving them back to Iraq is not an act of repatriation, because the Penn Museum never claimed to own them.
Although repatriation means giving back to the country of origin, and we are doing that, it has taken on the meanings of getting things that have been looted or stolen. These were excavated under a perfectly legal permit, and we had always promised to give them back, so we are essentially returning a very long-term extended loan.
At the time the clay tablets were excavated, Hafford says Iraq did not have adequate archaeological labs to conserve and study them, but now it does. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.